Good afternoon. I'm delighted to have this opportunity to speak to the World Trade Conference in Chicago, a city that's a leader in world trade. I'm sorry I can't be with you in person, but while you listen to this, I'll be on my way to China for a state visit. The Chinese leaders and I will place a great deal of importance on world trade in our talks. It would have been unimaginable just 10 years ago, but today there are more than 100 American businesses in China, and there's a branch office at the Bank of China in Manhattan. China exports millions of dollars worth of goods to the United States each year, and we, in turn, are helping the Chinese to acquire the capital and technology so vital to a growing economy. As the growing economic ties between China and the United States indicate, in recent years, international trade has expanded rapidly all over the world. That's why your conference is so important. World trade is complex, and as your convention theme says, it involves many objectives in conflict. It's vital for leaders from business and government to get together to talk over the issues and trends. And it's especially meaningful that you've invited so many international business students, young men and women who will become tomorrow's leaders. Despite the challenges we face on the way to our goal of a truly free and open international market, I'm convinced that in the years ahead, world trade will grow and prosper as never before. Here at home, we're in the midst of a surging economic expansion that's benefiting all of our trading partners. Agricultural breakthroughs, from new fertilizers to improved methods of harvesting and planting, are making the world's farmlands more and more productive. Totally new industries like robotics and biotechnology are gaining strength. And today, the world is in the midst of a technological revolution that's putting sophisticated satellites in space, making industries of all kinds more productive, and adding years to our lives. It was just 200 years ago that the first American ship sailed to China. That voyage gave many Americans and Chinese their first experience of each other's goods and people, contributing in a small but historic way to both world trade and international understanding. I'm confident that your conference will in turn play an important role in pursuing those two noble goals, prosperity and understanding. Thank you. God bless you.